In this bulletin, advocates call for an investigation after another refugee self-harms in Villawood immigration detention. The death toll climbs in a Japanese tour boat tragedy, and an AFL Collingwood facing Essendon for their traditional Anzac Day clash. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. West Australian authorities are working to contain a COVID-19 outbreak aboard one of the first cruise ships allowed back in the state. WA Health has confirmed it is managing an undisclosed number of positive cases aboard the Coral Discoverer, which departed from Darwin earlier this month and is currently docked at Broome in the state's northwest. Infected passengers and close contacts are isolating and all passengers and crew are being tested. Refugee advocates are calling for an investigation into how an Iranian refugee was able to self-harm, despite being identified as someone who should be closely monitored. Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition says the man was meant to be on high watch surveillance because of previous threats to hurt himself, but was found hanging in his room by other immigration detainees on Friday last week. He says an investigation is urgently needed to help keep Border Force officials accountable for the welfare of the detainees.
The fact that we've had one successful suicide and a suicide attempt in the last month is just more indication that something more than simply charges is needed. There does need to be a more serious inquiry into what is actually happening.
The attempted suicide comes less than a month after another Iranian asylum seeker committed suicide in Villawood Detention Centre on the 26th of March. Advocates say that in both cases, the detainees were meant to be on watch by Serco officers because they had been assessed to be at high risk of self-harm. The death toll has begun to mount from the disappearance of a Japanese tour boat off the nation's northern coast. A child found late on Sunday has passed away, bringing the number of people killed in the apparent sinking to 11. Searching has resumed for the remaining crew and passengers, which left harbour on Saturday, with 24 passengers and two crew members to sightsee along the Shiretoko Peninsula, an area famous for its rugged coastal scenery and wildlife. The boat operator had called Coast Guard authorities to say the vessel was taking on water and listing at a 30-degree angle shortly before contact was lost. First Nations voices have been heard across the country at this year's Anzac Day commemorations. Indigenous veterans have been honoured at ceremonies in South Australia, with Aboriginal servicemen leading a dawn service in Adelaide for the first time in the state's history. Meanwhile, a group from the Tasmanian Aboriginal community have for the first time walked in Hobart's Anzac Parade to commemorate Tasmania's Black War and Indigenous people who have fought in Australian conflicts. Auntie Wendell Pitchford, a Tasmanian Aboriginal elder, was one of those proudly marching through the streets.
Doing a walk for our ancestors and frontier wars and our people that went to war as well. My heart was just so full. I've got thousands of ancestors behind me walking with us, so it's beautiful. Yep.
New South Wales police say they have not received any reports of threats against hand-picked Liberal candidate Catherine Deves. Ms. Deves, who was chosen by Prime Minister Scott Morrison to run in the seat of Warringah in the May 21 election, told SBS News in an interview aired on Sunday night that she had received death threats and police are now involved. A spokesperson for New South Wales Police say they have not received any formal reports of threats, while a spokesperson for the Australian Federal Police has refused to comment on whether they were investigating instead. The AFP have a task force known as Operation Wilmot, which was established before the election was announced to focus on reports of electoral-related crimes following a slew of death threats to multiple MPs. Turning to sports news and in AFL, after a dismal start to their season, Essendon has promised to make a comeback in front of what is expected to be a massive crowd for their traditional Anzac Day game against Collingwood. The Bombers have been under the microscope all week after a spectacular defeat to Fremantle last week, 107-59. Meanwhile, the Pies have captivated the AFL world under new coach Craig McRae with their attacking strategies, but are facing a fourth consecutive loss. The match is underway this afternoon at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. ground. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth showers 21, Adelaide morning showers also 21 degrees, Melbourne partly cloudy 23, Hobart also partly cloudy and 19, Canberra also partly cloudy 19 degrees, Wollongong a shower or two 21, Sydney a few showers 23 degrees, Newcastle a shower or two 24, Brisbane also a shower or two 24 degrees, Cairns showers 29 and Darwin mostly sunny 24 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.